So what will your services look like? Will they be running as normal? What about waste refuse collection? What about, all the emergencies that arise sometimes when you've got a burst pipe or an electricity connection that's gone wrong? Essentially, what we will do is ask all of those questions on your behalf. But I encourage you to participate as well if we are able to get hold of the mayor. Give us a call on 011-883-0702 and, take this opportunity to ask the mayor any questions which you may have. We don't really have an idea what this is going to look like from a military point of view, for example. Are we going to have soldiers on the streets? How is our movement going to be monitored as citizens? Because I think most of us, by and large, will buy into the idea of a lockdown. Most of us will stay at home and try to be good citizens, but you will get those who are trying to make use of all sorts of loopholes to try and avoid the kind of rules and the regulations that come with a state of disaster and a state of lockdown, as we are going to experience in the next 3 weeks. So how this conversation came about was that yesterday we received a call from one of you asking if the city of Joburg would still be providing services to residents by ensuring that refuse removal continues as normal during the lockdown. So of course, as I said, that isn't the only service the city provides. So we need to know about all the other services they provide as well and whether they are going to continue uninterrupted. Mayor Jeff Makubo, good afternoon to you and thank you so much for making yourself available to speak to us this afternoon. I'm going to jump in there and ask you, first of all, whether waste removal will continue as normal.
Good afternoon, Joanne. Good afternoon to the listeners. Yes, pick it up and waste management services are part of essential services, so we'll be ramping up. We know that we have a deficit in pick it up, so waste will continue to be collected throughout the 21 days. So pick it up is not shutting down.
All right, that's good to hear. I think people will be disposing of a lot more garbage and recycled goods at home. What about the frequency of waste collection during this time, Mayor?
What we're doing is that we're mobilizing some cooperatives and volunteers to put together waste. So we're wanting to increase the frequency of collections. In the high-density areas of the inner city and informal settlements, we're increasing to every day, in other areas 3 times a week, but in normal suburbia to be 2 times a week.
Right, that's good to know. The other question that arises is whether City Power and Joburg Water are still going to be on hand to carry out any maintenance or attend to any problems that arise during this period of lockdown.
Yes, what we're doing with especially water is that they have plant maintenance and expansion. We are limiting the plant maintenance. We're responding to burst water pipes so that the availability of water can be continuous. So we are not in any way going to interrupt services of water and electricity. And moreover, we're even suspending credit control for both water and electricity throughout the lockdown period. We're encouraging people to pay, but will not be switching off water and electricity during the period. And those customers whose water have been disconnected will be reconnected from today.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. I see that you're deploying a number of water tanks to serve vulnerable communities in the city.
That's correct. We know we can't be saying people must wash their hands and be hygienic and be clean when there's no water. So we're increasing the number of water tanks together with the private sector. There are 2 or 3 companies that have come forward to say we want to work with you in the provision of water tanks and water. So we'll be massifying and increasing the number of water tanks in informal settlements. But we do have other areas like, there are buildings in the city, hijacked buildings, that do not have water. And while we're working with law enforcement officers, but this virus is an emergency, so we'll be providing at least water outside those buildings for people to keep themselves clean, their hands clean and hygienic.
All right. And let me just ask you about the process of desludging chemical toilets in informal settlements. We know that's got to be done fairly regularly. How often is that going to happen during the lockdown?
Well, we said in the lockdown, we initially, firstly, we must increase the number of toilets throughout the period of this crisis, of this disaster being declared. And secondly, is that Joburg Water is increasing capacity to at least where they used to do it once, they must do it twice. Where they used to do it twice, they must do it thrice. So that's the plan at the moment, and we can monitor it from here. But as we say that we have to increase capacity, we have to bring in a lot more capacity into Joburg Water and City Power to respond to this pandemic.
How and where are you sourcing that capacity from, Mayor?
Well, what we're doing is that, including healthcare workers, we're mobilizing all the retired people from, retired plumbers and all that. But there are a lot of interns that we can still pull in into that we're working at Joburg Water and we're not resourced. So we are mobilizing. The team is giving me a report tomorrow morning to see how much more have we mobilized. Those on leave are recalled, and we're changing the way the shift system works.
Okay. So give me a sense of this. You've also got some residents in the city on an expanded social package. What sort of help do they qualify for during this lockdown?
Well, they qualify for normal assistance. I did get the question today, and we did say, look, let's see what expansion we can do, because that's a council policy. But throughout this lockdown, we'll look, especially the vulnerable and the aged in our city. We'll have to look at how we increase the services to the ESP beneficiaries.
And in
but
terms
for now,
yes.
For now, the benefits that they enjoy, they'll continue to enjoy.
All right. In terms of transport, Mayor, how will Metrobus and Rea Vaya Bus services be running?
We are scaling down Metrobus and Rea Vaya completely, because we're expecting that during a lockdown, only essential services must be working. The rest of us must be at home. So they are there to support essential services and essential workers. I don't have the number with me, but I think it's about 7 Metrobuses that will be working throughout the 21 days per day, 7 buses per day throughout the 21 days. And I'm not sure about their numbers, but we are scaling down completely the transport services.
What areas are you going to try and connect with these buses?
Joanne, our base for Rea Vaya is still Thokoza Park into town, and then there's still Thokoza Park via Charlotte and via Helen Joseph, via Rahima Musa, right into town. So that line, which is we call 1A and 1B, will still be connected, and for Metrobus, it will be these areas that we have actually covered in the city, and I think there'll be a statement going out, if it's not gone out already, that will cover areas from Soweto to Sunning Hill, from Remsek to the inner city. Of course, Gandhi Square remains our base to the north. So we will be just skeleton service of Metrobus.
All right. I just want to take a quick call from one of our listeners, if you don't mind, please, Mayor. Wynne in Randburg is on the line to us. Hi there, Wynne. This is the Mayor that you're talking to. Do you have a question or a comment for him?
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody. Firstly, I'd like to commend the Mayor on the sturdy work that they're doing in this adverse times. My question is, I'm the owner of a commercial domestic glass and glazing company dealing with emergency glass replacements, both in domestic and in the residential and commercial setting. I'd just like to get some clarity on the essential service that I feel we are obviously involved in when it comes to emergency glass replacements. I'm just worried that it doesn't get included on the list, and then should residents experience either via adverse weather conditions or any kind of condition, a broken panel of glass in their homes or in a commercial property, where does it leave us? Are we also considered an essential service in that setting?
Well, that's a good question. Mitt, you have the answer to that by any chance? I mean, it's potentially a hazard, a crime threat, if one has a broken window at home, for example, and you're not able to repair that.
True. But there's a list from, I think it's a gazetted list from national government.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very limited, and it restricts us on what we can and we can't. Even ourselves, if there's something that we have to do and it's not on that list, we have to go back to them and say, look, please include it on the list. So there's very little we can do as local government in that regard.
Is there any possibility that list will evolve as it becomes more apparent what services we actually may need but haven't quite thought about at this point, Mayor?
I suppose so, and I think so that we kind of thought of everything, you know, as we go into the 21 days, you know, other things will come up, and then and the command center will meet and review.
All right. May just a couple more important points here. I see licensing centers are going to be shut down. What's going to happen to people who need to collect their either their personal driving licenses or their vehicle licenses during this time?
They can't. In fact, they shouldn't be in the streets in the first place. But
if they're essential services having to drive to work and they're driving in their own car that is unlicensed, or they're driving without an updated personal license, what happens?
Well, I think, and which is one thing that, you know, I've not gotten feedback from Metro Police Department yet, JMPD.
Yes.
But I, from the mayor's side, I think, you know, we should lessen on the ticketing and the fines of those sort of transgressions. When somebody says, look, I'm waiting for my license, but it's closed there, we cannot leave it open for obvious reasons.
All right.
But I think we can't enforce that by law for now.
Mayor, will you please have a word with the JMPD about that? I think many people have found themselves in a situation where they've been harassed by JMPD officers, even though there was a delay in printing licenses earlier. So I perceive that might be a potential problem in the next few weeks. One last question. Many people are wondering.
I'll do so.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much for that. Tell me, in regard to the presence of the army on the streets, many people are wondering, you know, are there going to be pockets of army military personnel on our street corners, in our suburbs, in our townships? What sort of presence will there be on the streets of Joburg in the next 3 weeks?
There will be a considerable deployment from the SANDF together with the South African Police Services, and they'll be augmented by the Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department. And all three of them will be working on enforcing the lockdown. But from our side, this lockdown is people must just comply. But where there's no compliance, both the three services, SANDF, SAPS, and JNPD, will enforce compliance.
Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon. Mayor Jeff Makubo on the line to us there.